the Jerusalem challenge, one of the things to really shed a positive light on 2020. And since Master KG and Nomtsikobo Zikode's hit was released, people all over the world took part in the dance challenge. The president even encouraged us to do it. Cristiano Ronaldo did it too. It created a feel-good sense of community. But now the record company Warner, with which Master KG is under contract, has demanded license fees for the use of the song in some of the videos. So this has got quite contentious on Twitter. I see it's one of the top trending topics in the country at the moment, because some are accusing the record company of wanting to fill its pockets from the viral challenge and its good intentions. Dumisani Motsamai is the head of legal and business affairs at Open Mic Productions. Dumisani, welcome to the Midday Report today. There are two sides to this argument, that Master KG should get his pay, he should secure his bag, he should get all the money owed to him. Others are saying that this is, you know, the company wanting to fill its pockets, and it was a good intention challenge. What is your response to that?
Hi, Mandy, and hi to your listeners. Well, Mandy, I think first things first, it's a pity that this issue around the police in Germany and our partners won. It became a sort of public only now. But the truth of the matter is that they have actually been licensing a number of corporates for the use of the song in the challenge, where the challenge was clearly used in what could be categorized as a synchronization, in other words, in plain language, an advert. And that's pretty normal, I mean, within the laws as governing copyright usage. I mean, the usage of the song in an advert is nothing else except a synchronization. In other words, you have taken someone's sound recording and you have used it to put together a production that endorses a particular brand, which is what has been happening in some of these challenges.
So, Dumisani, where does the line get drawn? So, if I have posted a video of myself doing the Jerusalem challenge, or a police department, for example, has posted a video of the Jerusalem challenge, or a luxury safari lodge, for example, who do you go after there?
It's actually very simple. When Mandy has posted her picture, and I really would love to see Mandy's video.
Hey, it's there if you want to go look. not really.
And see if you have two left legs. That's actually not a problem at all, because it's a social activity. You are posting a picture maybe with friends, with family. You are endorsing nothing. You are not commercializing the song in order to endorse any brand. You know, and where there's even companies that have taken the challenge, and they were not endorsing their brand. They were not commercializing the song. They were not using the song as a by the way in order to put in our face their brand. That's perfectly fine. That's perfectly normal. But you'll agree with me, Mandy, that if you go down the YouTube and look at some of these challenges, there are quite a handful of companies that took it a little too far. In other words, whilst doing the challenge, thank you very much, the challenge was just, by the way, the reality of the matter is that they went out of their way to make sure that we know who they are, we see their warehouses, we see how they package their brand, we see what is involved in their daily operation. And when you drill deeper into it, you can see that, all right, this was just an advert for a company.
Absolutely. Dumisani Motsamai, the head of legal and business affairs at Open Mic Productions, thank you for your time. And Master KG and Nomtsikobo must get what is owed to them. It's their content. It's their creative license. I absolutely agree with that. But I also hear people saying, hey, it was just for the sense of camaraderie. It was uplifting. So why should we be held account? But it's not the people that will be held account. It's the companies that try to benefit from it.